The shooting at the high school in Broward County, Florida, raises a very significant question. I know there is a concerted effort underway across the country by federal, state, and local law enforcement to stop attacks on soft targets like schools. In view of what we've seen in this particular shooting and against the backdrop of everything that's been done, what's your view on how to stop this kind of activity?
It's extraordinarily challenging from a law enforcement perspective, JJ. You have what we would call a protective intelligence concern. Namely, you take this shooter at this school yesterday, an individual that is known and of record. He literally can fall through the cracks because there's not good systems in place for ongoing monitoring and evaluation of that person. And so there lies the challenge. You're also in a situation where you have mental health privacy concerns. You might have family that's reluctant, or quite frankly, family that just doesn't know how to deal with the problem. So kids like this, shooters like this, can fall through the cracks. Now, we have seen an influx in the creation of school resource officers and putting more law enforcement on campus, across the country, which I think is a positive thing. But it's the kind of challenge that in many ways crosses many different public safety disciplines, from mental health organizations to law enforcement to the school and teacher community.
Is, to your knowledge, there a concerted effort or program underway on a large scale to deal with this kind of thing, not just at a school, but anywhere? I mean, you have lots of clients that are concerned about this. What are the top two or three things that need to be done in order to deal with this?
What I see based on my research and direct observation, JJ, are, in the private school arena and some of the high net worth arrangements with schools with a lot of money or a lot of wealthy parents, they take matters into their own hands. They simply hire their own off-duty police officers or private security. They pay for enhanced security measures and so forth. But what you'll find across the nation is that's extraordinarily hit and miss when it comes to security at any school or public institution. I mean, there's also other aspects, the bleed over crime, depending upon where schools are located. And, for example, it wasn't too long ago, we had a horrific murder, on the campus of the University of Texas, which is located in downtown Austin. So, it really depends upon your venue, and it really depends upon the amount of resources that you have to devote to the problem. But what I have seen on a positive note, for example, our response, our mass casualty response, based on a lot of things we've learned on the battlefield, and quite frankly, based on the examples that we've had here in the United States and in places like the Pulse nightclub, where our critical care, mass casualty response to an active shooter inside of a school is quite good. And I'm sad to say that it's based on experience, just due to the sheer volume of mass casualty shootings that we're responding to in the public safety environment in our nation.
Are there any technical or other devices out there or trainings that can make an actionable difference sooner than later in your mind?
Yes. In a perfect world with unlimited budgets, there's a lot of things that can be done. For example, physical access controls, man traps, similar to what you would find visiting an embassy. I've seen that in some high net worth schools where you literally have to have a card reader ID to get in, and then you're trapped inside another area before you're buzzed into those locations. Now, of course, you're always going to get the political dynamics of the school at times. Is this the kind of place that you want to send your kids to mindset? But I have seen a lot of enhancements from the physical security standpoint. And I've also seen a lot of schools take matters into their own hands by doing drills, having safe havens inside the schools, teaching the teachers as to how to react, special code words with notifications that come across the PA system. But, you know, sometimes it's basics. You know, do you have a PA system? And are you recognizing the possibility for a threat? And are you training? So, you know, there's some basics that a lot of schools can tackle. But it's like anything else in the workplace, JJ. Does the school really want to make it a priority and start treating these kinds of things like fire drills? And perhaps it's time that even local city councils or some sort of requirements need to be mandated or legislated.
Fred Burton, Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor. JJ Green, WTOP News.